have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Oh, God. Oh. I have to get the laughter out of the way here. We're laughing about something here in the studio. Oh. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. Oh. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Justin Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Can you ever really know another person? Can you really ever know another person? Can you really? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you are out and about and you just cannot sit and watch the show live because you're busy, you can listen live by calling the listen line at 641 on your iPhone or iPad, 641-793-1500. That's 641-793-1500. And don't forget to follow us on social media, like, ring the bell, subscribe, and blah, blah, blah. We're on we are on X. JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. We're on local. We're everywhere. Rumbles.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and Cozy.tv/JLP Talk. No, just JLP. Cozy.tv/JLP. It's amazing. Cozy, where Christ is King. Life is so amazing, folks. If you really, really, and completely want to enjoy life, if you really want to enjoy life, have fun with life, like natural fun, start to work on yourself. Work on yourself. Not just start, but work on yourself. Overcome anger. Overcome bitterness and judgment. Work on you. You'll see. It is amazing. So for those who may be old, and to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or rebuildingtheman.com. rebuildingtheman.com. So, For those who might be tuning in for the first time, and we do get new listeners all the time, you might not be aware that we get a lot of Bible-thumping people calling the show, too, which is fine. But a lot of time during the regular, you know, other days, we have so many other things we'll focus on. We just don't have the amount of time to put in with the Bible-thumpers. And so because they do call, I want to help them if I can. We take all calls. We're taking all calls. But we started Bible Thumper Thursday so that we can give the Bible Thumper a little bit more time, because when you're talking to a Bible Thumper, they don't hear you at all. They don't listen, because they'll say something or ask you a question, and the next, because they're so intellectual, all they're thinking of is another scripture. That's all they're thinking. They don't even respond to what your response to their question or anything. It's just another scripture. And so I said, you know what? Let's have a Bible Thumper Thursday. That way we can work with them and anybody else. So today is Thursday. And every Thursday is, this is Trump. This is not Black Panther. It's Trump. Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, yeah.
All right, brother.
All right.
Oh, you ready? God. He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
I got the Holy Ghost just like the Bible. What a mess. Actors on a stage. And I'm going to get to all your calls, 888-7753-773. I want to, for those who want to, again, I want to encourage you to work on yourself. And I know that most people are not. Most people have never worked on themselves. They don't want to hear you're supposed to work on yourself. And they don't want anyone else working on themselves. And if they discover you're working on yourself to become a free individual, they're going to go after you. Because the hell in them hate the light in you, and they're going to try to stop you. It's just the way it is. They did it to Christ. Who are you that they should not do it to you? Just be aware of it, that's all. But don't be angry about it. They can't help it. They know not what they do. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. So that you can overcome emotions. Emotions are evil. So-called good ones and bad ones are pure evil. Overcome anger, you will overcome emotions. That way you stop overreacting to everything. Because the more you overreact, the worse you get. It's like what I was talking about the other day, what I was talking about the military men, and they come back home and the so-called experts tell them they have post-traumatic stress disorder, and they get a medication, which is a setup to keep them in hell, rather than telling them that they need to stop overreacting, and that before they went to the military, they were already traumatized. And it was just a continuation in bad situations. But drop that anger, forgive their mothers and return to their fathers. They will be able to drop the anger of being in the military and the shocking things they saw that they overreact to. It's a spiritual battle. But you got to drop the anger. The trauma did not start in the military. It started when you came through your mama's womb. It wasn't, and you just continue with your other situations. All right. So I want to know, is this really that shocking, what I'm about to show you? It's interesting. So I want to know from you, is this really that shocking? This is from New York Post. A zoo bear shot guest at a girl's birthday party after devouring ducklings that had landed in its enclosure. Watch this from X.
No.
The bear eat
no,
one of the
okay,
ducks.
We can't watch this. Hey, buddy, can you leave him alone? Can we not?
Juniper.
That's
not nice.
Juniper.
Isn't that nice? The bear is just having some duck meat. That's all it was. It's not nice. Hey, buddy, can you not do that? Hey, buddy. It was just some duck meat. Have you had duck and dumpling? Mm-mm, good. The anchor baby made the point that kids watching that would be traumatized because the mothers are overreacting 100%. But if the kids had just seen that on their own, they would not have overreacted. It would have been nothing. They would have saw would have seen the bear enjoying the duck meat. When you kill the duck and you cook it at home, do you overreact to that? What the? Stop overreacting to life, to situations in life. Hassan says, kind of sad, though. Beta. What, beta? What's sad about that?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. Just, you know, little ducklings. Little babies.
Animals are doing what animals do. They eat other animals. They were created that way. Now you want to bring the duck home and feed the duck, or the bear home and feed the bear.
Well, I like putting the blame on the mother duck for flying into the wrong place.
Amazing. Cut it out, human being. Yesterday we discussed, I asked my expert, what is a human being? You can check that out, podcast that from yesterday. All right? It's not that serious. Nothing is. Really. Nothing is that serious. That's amazing, huh? Remember I told you that over and over for the last 35 years or so, I've told you that there's no such thing as racism. Joel Friday, he'd be like, not everyone wring the neck of a chicken, Jesse. My grandma like, Punchy, go out there and get a little chicken for breakfast. Oh, okay. Went out to the chicken house, coop. Grab a little chicken and throw it over there when the neck pop off. Amazing. Best meal you ever want to have. But I've told you that racism doesn't exist. That it's a lie. It's just a word with no meaning at all. It's a made-up word in order to deceive and control and get people to act out so that they can, whoever put that word out there, to can get perceived power and money from you. No such thing as racism. And that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's not flesh and blood, but it's spirits and wickedness in high places. Evil, and the human nature is evil. Human beings are evil, and they have no love. Zero love. And they would rather believe they have love than to see that they have hate only. I don't want to see I have hate. I want to see I have love. But you have no love. Human nature is evil. Christ talked about it. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. Christ talked about it. An angry person is a murderer. Trust not an angry person. And so they have put this word out there for years now, 70 years or so, because it wasn't that way when I was born and being raised in Alabama on the plantation. That word did not exist, as far as I'm aware. And so they have used that word, and they don't want that word to go away because the blacks can use it at their convenience. And not all blacks, but most. They use it when they want to get away with something, when they want affirmative action, when they want more money, when they want to get into the white people's school without earning their way, when they want affirmative action, when they want to be working as a pilot or air traffic controller without knowing what they're doing. They use the word racism. Because they know the white man is afraid of that word, because the white man has the fear of losing something. The white man has a fear of losing, being called racism, or losing material things. And so they use it, the black use it at their convenience, because 99, but not all of the time, most of the time they can get away with it. And here's an example of that. This is from the Guardians. According to this report, it's another race hoax. The Guardian is reporting that a high school athletic director suspected of using artificial intelligence to create a fake racist recording of a principal has been arrested by police. Watch this from NBC.
Pikesville High School students are frustrated with the scandal amongst their school leaders. They've all heard the audio clip that sounds like their now-removed Pikesville High School principal, Eric Eisworth. The clip, posted to social media, includes racist and anti-Semitic insults about students.
I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these dumbass here every day. How hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations? Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag. And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black ass out of here one way or another. And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm going to join the other side. I'm just so sick of the inadequacies of these people.
Now, county leaders believe it was AI generated.
From the very beginning, we have expressed our concern about the disturbing audio that shook our communities here in Baltimore County.
Darian originally denied involvement, but police have now connected the email address that sent out the audio clip to Darian's grandmother's home in L.A. Detectives found former athletic director 31-year-old Dazon Darian to be responsible for the clip, believed to be retaliation after finding out his contract would not be renewed after terminating a coach without approval and allegedly paying teachers under the table for helping him with his job, which is the subject of an internal audit.
Amazing. See that? They're using this word because you are afraid. And when they are unable to earn their way, they'll use that word. when will you overcome internal conflict? When will you overcome internal fear and hostility and all that crappy emotions? Christ came that you may be free of that. He did not come that you may have emotions. He came that you may be free of emotions. Christ, as is his Father, are dispassionate. They're not passionate, emotional spirits. Anyone that's emotional like that, you're afraid, you have this worry and doubt, and you're worried about this and worried about that, you're of your father, the devil, and you have no peace. Why don't you just make up your mind, you know what, I'm going to work on myself, and I'm overcoming fear. I'm going to overcome anger so I can overcome fear, and they can't use that word racism against me. They'll try, but it won't work on you. Overcome anger, you can overcome fear, and then the children of the devil, which are evil human beings, they can't hurt you with words. We have to overcome words. When you return to the Father, you will overcome words. And I know it's hard to just believe that, but you will overcome word without your effort. Your mind will be renewed. And the Bible tells us we should have a renewed mind. An angry mind is not a renewed mind. That's hell. A clear mind is a non-angry mind. And you are of your father, the devil, all in the name of Jesus. You read the scriptures or whatever you do, you call yourself free. You're not free. Just because you go down to the front of the church and accept Jesus, that was just an act. That's all it was. It was just an act. It was a thrill. A thrill of thinking you're going down and accepting Jesus. A thrill that people are looking at you while you're going down and accepting Jesus. A thrill of seeing people lift up, hold a hand, and pray and cry, you have accepted Jesus. It was all a thrill. That's all it was. Nothing changed. And then you live the rest of your life in darkness. Now you got to make up more lies and say, oh, one day when I die, when I die, one day it'll get better. Satan is still lying to you. Another false thrill. Look into something that's already been done. Waiting on Jesus to come and do it, and it has been finished. It's done. And now you tell yourself, oh, I have a free will. I have a free will. Or Jesus was angry. You start lying to yourself. The lies that the devil feeds you. And then you tell yourself, oh, you got to study the word. And because you think studying the word is putting it in you, and it's not. When will you wake up? Think about it, but do what you want. Stay in your hell if you want. Nobody's going to worry about it. And everybody else that's in their hell going to be glad to know you're in your hell too. But you can overcome it. You are your world. You can overcome it. And your world can have perfect peace. It doesn't matter in color, male or female, a money you don't have or have, where you live or don't live. And no one can hold you back from that. And they will try, but it doesn't have to work. So I want to show you an example of a lost people. A lost people that has been controlled and used for power, perceived power, because it's not real power, and money. And I want to show you how what they're doing to destroy America, white people, and Christianity. That's what this is all about. Christians and Jews are perceived as infidels by the Allahu Abba people. And they've been trying for a long time to get into our country and destroy us from within by using the American people to do it. What a plan, huh? And it is working. Whether you realize it or not, it is working. The fact that our government, the American government, would allow enemies to come into its country and chant death to America, death to Israel, in America, on American soil, and do nothing about it, it's done. And as I mentioned before, the Quran, I think that's what the Jews call it. I mean, not the Jews, but the Palestinians call it. In their book, unless they have taken it out, and it's all that they may have done that, Jews and Christians are infidels worthy of death, and you can do whatever you want to deceive them, befriend them, do whatever it takes to deceive them and conquer them. And the children are taught that the moment they pop out of their mama's womb. And that's a strong belief in their mind. And then now in our country, going after America by destroying white people and Christianity. And they're using the American children to do it because they have no clue why they're out there. Zero. Fighting with the police, working with the enemy to destroy their own country. And the police can't even do anything about it. These students are lost. They come from parents that don't love them. The mother don't love them. The father don't love them. Because if the father loved them, they wouldn't be out there doing this. Goodbye, America. LA Times is reporting that massive police operation breached UCLA pro-Palestine encampment and makes arrests. Watch this from ABC.
The incident allegedly began in the classroom when the teacher asked the student to leave after using the N-word. We're also hearing the student might have grabbed the teacher.
Sorry about that, folks. We'll come back to it. I want you to see this. And believe me, this is a test for something else worse. They saw, and if you notice, in this pro-Palestine thing and against Israel, it's pretty much, they're using the women to do it, the females. You know why they're using the females? Because the females in America have been allowed to get away with being wrong. You can't correct the female. Don't hurt the female because the females are the children of Satan. The hell come through the woman. And the women in America have been pushed forward and nothing but hell coming through. And now the Allahu Abba people using the females in America to destroy the country. And the stupid males are out there following the females right into hell. 888-7753. 773. Back in a moment.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Bible Thump for Thursday. Men's Forum tonight at 7 p.m. for men only, the first Thursday of every month. And they are amazing. I'm going to try to get in and out on time tonight because we normally don't, but I'm going to see if we could. And then the third Thursday for ladies. But the men's forum tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, Perez Hilton is a guest on the Fall Estate brand new episode at 12 noon tomorrow. And Perez Hilton, every time I didn't know there was a, before I interviewed this guy, I didn't. As far as I remember, I don't remember knowing that there was a guy named Perez. I always thought it was Paris Hilton, the woman that's the daughter of the daddy who owned the Hilton Hotel. I didn't know there was a guy named that. Amazing. He is a media personality and journalist. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you a Christian?
No, I'm a believer in science, and I believe scientists and people smarter than me.
What's important to you?
My children, and I'm a gay dad. What do you think of that?
I believe that human beings can do exactly what they want. If they want to live in hell, they can live in hell.
I was born this way. I have zero attraction to women.
Let me ask, did you grow up close to your father or your mother?
Doesn't matter.
Tomorrow at 12 noon, brand new episode. You don't want to miss it. You really don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, you really don't want to miss it at 12 noon. Support the Fallen State by going to thefallenstate.tv/donate, and you can go to locals. I want to play this mess that's happening at UCLA and around the country, and I want to warn you, do what you want. It's gonna get worse. This is when they allow Black Lives Matter, the far left radical, worse than KKK, to burn down and destroy America and did nothing about it. That was a setup for this. It was a test. And if you notice, they had females in charge of that. The Black Lives Matter thing, just as they're doing right now with these riots that are happening on campuses, universities around the country. This is a test. It's going to get worse. The women are being used to usher it in, to bring it in. And the stupid males are following the women, just like Adam followed Eve and whatever.
It's going to be a long, hot summer. Get ready. And it's being reported. I don't know how true it is, but it's easy to believe for this particular situation. It's being reported that a lot of these people who are involved in these riots around the country are not even students of the schools. America, because of your lack of paying attention and voting for the right people to run our country, you have voted in your enemy. And you pay buku money to send your children to these schools to be turned against the family, against God, and against the country. You pay $70,000 to $100,000 a year or something like that. And my producer made the point that America is crumbling before our eyes. Right in front of us. It's weird to see it too, but it's interesting. I understand it. LA Times reported a massive police operation breach UCLA pro-Palestine encampment and makes arrests. Watch this from ABC.
A lot more commotion now within the confines of the encampment as LAPD is now retreating. LAPD is now retreating
the police from the
encampment.
Running.
They're retreating from the encampment. There are encounters with protesters. LAPD now scuffling with these protesters, the supporters who have shown up on that staircase. They are now fist to fist with some of these protesters as they try and make their way down the staircase. LAPD is retreating from the encampment as the crowd has converged on at least three dozen officers who were apparently holding that skirmish line. That skirmish line is not holding, and those officers now retreating as they are being pushed out completely out of the encampment by no less than a couple hundred protesters.
Amazing. This is at UCLA in the United States of America. Did you ever imagine you would see this? And why shouldn't we see it now? You allow Black Lives Matter to convince you that the best thing for America was to defund the police. Defund the police. Look what's happening now with the police. You fell for another lie. Oh, the police are brutality to blacks. That was another lie. And you said to defund the police. And not only are you being robbed, carjacked, snatch and grab, knocked down in the streets, your police have been rendered no good now. Just imagine the message that is sending out. The police is on the run from the rioters. In the good old days, those rioters would have been down. Water hose, locked up, and that would have been done. The university, according to a report, allowed these people to set up on campus before they even invited the police to come on. They did nothing about it because they want this to happen. Your own university. They allowed it to happen. They did nothing about it. They said, go home, but the kids didn't go home, along with the adults who were there who are not students. And they allowed it to happen. They want our country to be destroyed. Our government want it. The professors at the universities want it. Maybe not all, not all, not all, but most. Don't you see what you're allowing to happen? Not only to you in your own life, but to your country? There's nowhere else to go. I know Elon Musk is trying to go out of space. I'm about to contact him and see could I get a seat on that spaceship. All due to fear. No more freedom. Here's where Charlie Kirk and Charlie makes an interesting point about Israel, because these people are chanting death to America and death to Israel. And they're saying out loud, they support Hamas. They support Palestine. And they don't care that they're not even citizens. They're inviting here, some of them, to go to school. They don't even belong here. This is from, here's what Charlie had to say about Kirk. And he made what I know to be a very profound point. This is from a college, Charlie Kirk on YouTube. It's on YouTube, a video titled, Why I Love Israel. Watch this from Charlie Kirk.
Last year, Turning Point USA hosted the Young Jewish Leadership Summit, during which you said, so a Christian that's not pro-Israel, I doubt they actually love their Bible. And I will stand by that statement. So who are you to question the faith of Christian Americans that don't support a foreign country of a different religion?
No, I definitely stand by the statement. But let me ask you, what religion was Jesus? What did he believe?
Well, obviously he's Jew, but modern-day Judaism is
Hold on, hold on.
Really...
Time out. No. Where was Jesus born?
Well, somebody say he was the first Christian.
Well, hold on. Time out. Well, where was Jesus born?
Why does that matter?
Well, do you know?
Why does it matter?
Okay, yeah, you're obviously not a Christian if you don't know where Jesus was born. He's born in Bethlehem. Okay.
In Judea.
And he was raised in Nazareth, and he walked on the water in Capernaum. What country are those places in right now?
What does it matter?
It does matter. You know why? Because when I went to Israel, I came in contact with the living God that walked on water and rose Lazarus from the dead. When I went to Israel, I saw the Bible come to life. When I went to Israel, I saw Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Sarah, Rebecca, and Leah in the Hall of the Patriarchs. When I went to Israel, what I read as Bible stories popped open. And I said, this is the word of God. This is real. These are not fairy tales or fables or things that we tell our kids. Christians who turn their back on Israel, it says in Genesis and Romans and 1 Thessalonians, Paul said, you will bless the Jews. If you bless Israel, you will be blessed. If you scorn Israel, you will be scorned. I will defend the Holy Land, the place that let me see where my Lord and Savior lived. And I will not apologize for that. Thank you very much.
Amazing. Amen. Absolutely true. That's why I said, and I've gone to Israel, and even I didn't go the second time with the crew from Bar, but we made two trips over there. And when I went, because I grew up loving Israel, when it was known that if it wasn't for Judaism, there would be no Christianity, right? We're one. And I grew up wanting to go to Israel. And when I went, I couldn't believe the opportunity came. I went and walked through the Bible in Israel. The things I had read in the Bible, I walked through it in Israel, and it was amazing. We got baptized over there. Well, I performed baptism over there. It was an amazing trip. And I said then, if I was God, and I'm not, as far as I know, if I was God, and one of the requirements to go to heaven, if that's where you want to go, most of you want to go to hell, you have to have gone to Israel first. You're making, but do what you want. I understand. Stay in your hell, be brainwashed, and do what you want. You're making a horrible mistake on your own life, your own self, as an individual, as an adult, to turn against Israel. But do what you want. Charlie Kirk is absolutely right about that. Why don't you go to Israel so you can see? Now, I know most of you hate Christianity, too. You've been brainwashed about that as well, as this young man sounds like he is, that was asking the question. You're doing exactly what Satan wants you to do, is to turn against Israel. But it's up to you. I'm totally fine with you hating your brother. Really, no sweat off my back. You can hate your brother. It's up to you. And if you notice, God and his son, they're fine with it too. Though they made the way for you to overcome the hell, right? Overcome anger, overcome hate. They'll leave you right there. They're okay with it. It's up to you. Your worst enemy is your anger. Anger is hatred. Hatred separates you from God and causes you to believe that you are your own God. But you're really sons and daughter of evil. And that's why you're so miserable on the inside. There's never, ever, ever, but never, ever, ever a reason to be angry, period, no matter what situation come. You can disagree, but without anger. Malin, is it Malin? Malin out of Georgia. Hey, Malin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Awesome. Hey, Jesse, do you remember us? We were just speaking a few months back, and we're the family living in Atlanta. And he said, if we can afford it, we need to get the heck out of there.
So are you guys decide to leave? Or did you leave already?
Well, we're moving to Raleigh.
Amazing.
Yeah, God is good, Jesse.
And his mercy endures forever.
Yeah, and Jesse, I just want to tell all the viewers here, like, we've been in Atlanta for a while now. I've grown up here, and it's so bad. It's so bad. Nothing's being run correctly. Our trash is never picked up on time. There are potholes on every street. I've had to get my tire changed, like, four times. There's homeless people on every corner. It doesn't matter if you have a $5 million house. There's probably going to be some guy outside, out of his mind.
It's so interesting to see that and hear that, because when I grew up in Alabama, which is like 2 hours away from Atlanta, and we used to go there during the summer sometimes, and it was so beautiful. And at that time,
Yeah,
it was pretty
anymore.
Much controlled by whites, but it was beautiful.
Yeah,
I literally planned to live in Georgia.
Here.
I'm like, I'm going to stay in Georgia when I finish high school, but I ended up coming to California in the last in the 11th grade, and I fell in love with California, so I came back to L.A. I never imagined that once the blacks took over that they could or would destroy Atlanta in the way that they've done.
Yeah, they've really, it's bad, Jesse. It's really dirty. There are homeless people everywhere. It's gotten worse since we've been here in the past 5 years. Even 5 years ago, it was decent in some parts, but now it's all just like downtown. Buckhead's been destroyed. Midtown's been destroyed. It's filthy. We live in a pretty affluent neighborhood in Buckhead. One of our neighbors, their car was broken into in broad daylight. This was a couple of days ago.
Buckhead tried to fall away from Atlanta and become his own area, right?
It did. And at that time, my husband and I agreed that if it didn't happen, we were going to leave. So it didn't happen. And
what stopped
it? The people running it.
Why didn't it happen?
Because the people running this city, they feel sorry for the blacks.
Oh, well,
yeah. They
did it in Louisiana. The whites fought for their own area in Louisiana so they could have better schools, better jobs. And according to the report, they stayed with it. And now there's an area that is owned and controlled by the whites. And so it's unfortunate Buckhead gave in. They will regret it.
It's
not like they already do.
We also, and Georgia has a problem with international communities moving in. Even in Johns Creek and Alpharetta, we considered going there. We decided not to because they have a huge Indian population now that's taken over all the neighborhoods. It's a real problem. It's really sad. But we're going to Raleigh. It's looking like it's going to be a little better there. But well, the reason I called you.
Well, I wish you well. You guys, I wish you well. And it's unfortunate that white people are being forced out of their own communities, and they have to go to different areas and start all over again. Because what's going to happen, unless whites fall away and make new rules and stuff like that, these people are just going to move into wherever they go anyway and keep white people on the run. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much, and I wish you guys well, all right?
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Vladimir out of Russia. Heard around the world. Vladimir, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good evening, sir. Hey. I'm glad to talk to you.
Thank you.
It's evening here.
Right.
So thanks for answering my question in advance. I used to be a Orthodox Christian. Then for a while I lost my faith and considered myself atheist. And then recently, like a couple of years ago, I became a Christian again, and I've been listening to you a lot. So could you tell, in your opinion, what really happens after we die? Is our sins, good deeds, are counted? And what the hell?
And what the hell?
Yeah, like what the heaven and hell might look like and what happens there. So what's your, like, as I know you are non-denominational Christian, I know what Catholics say about it, what Orthodox say, but I'm really curious, what's your view on that, on afterlife,
so
to speak?
Number one, there's no such thing as death. You don't die. You never die. The body will fade away, of course. It will get old and turn back to dust. But you would never die. And your hell will be a continuation of the way you live here. If most people have not overcome, if you have not overcome the hell that's inside of you, the fear, the jealousy, the doubt, the worry, the suicidal thought, the envy, the strife, the darkness of the imagination, you're already living in hell right here on earth. And when you drop your body,
right,
it's just a continuation of that, and there's no way out. But if you have overcome your hell while you live, and you have dropped the anger, you've overcome the darkness of the imagination, and you're living paradise right here on earth, and the way you dropped your body, you will continue living paradise when your body is gone.
Right. Even before I tried your silent prayer, I had this thought, this idea that my thoughts and my body is not actually me.
Right.
So, but it's really hard to determine.
Vladimir, hold on for
me,
buddy.
Exactly.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. I'll come right back to you. Two more hours to go. Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Bible Thumper! I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, May 2nd, 2024 AD. Stay tuned for Hour 2, JLP. We'll be right back to your calls, guys. But first, fake news, not fake news. Men's Forum is tonight, guys. First Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond and Law's Angeles. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. If you need more info, you can type that into your web browser, if you know what that is. Volcanoes blowing. CNN, Kami Nonsense Network, reports a volcano in Indonesia is erupting in spectacular fashion. Is it still going from like a week or two ago when we first reported about it, I think? Prompting thousands of evacuations as airlines cancel flights. Local authorities have even warned that a tsunami, you know, a big wave or something, could be triggered by volcanic material collapsing into the ocean. What a mess. I wonder if that's the same one that I thought that I had reported about last week or two ago. Anti-Israel protests, so-called pro-Palestinian protests, according to Kami Nonsense Network, continue to rock college campuses across the country, with some teens and parents now reconsidering their enrollment decisions. Students nationwide have only a few days left to submit their college deposits and make their decisions on where to enroll for the fall. Many protests have impacted the logistics of visiting schools. Oh, yeah, good point. What an eyesore, huh? What an earache. On Wednesday, police deemed the UCLA encampment an unlawful assembly, and so they could go in and disperse the crowd, with officials saying many protesters were unaffiliated with the University of California, Los Angeles. They also, a whole bunch of liberals go there. It's degenerate. They also ordered people to disperse or face arrest. Law enforcement overnight began pulling aside barricades and making their way back into the UCLA encampment, prompting more tense clashes, according to a CNN team on the ground. What a mess. Arizona's state senate, repealed a so-called Civil War-era abortion ban, according to the far-left female-run outlet The Skim. CNN's also on the case, of course, because they very much support killing the unborn children. They hate babies. Supposedly, this law is from 1864, if you believe it. I don't necessarily believe it. They just like to say stuff like that. It's a near-total ban that was called into question after the state Supreme Court revived it last month, saying it does apply. It does apply. Yesterday, Arizona so-called lawmakers repealed the ban, with two Republican state senators breaking with their party to make it happen. Rhinos. Arizona. How lost. The bill now heads to Democrat female governor, Katie Hobbs, who said she looks forward to signing it. Bet she does. This would clear the way for the state's 2022 law banning the procedure after 15 weeks of pregnancy, with no exceptions for rape or incest. However, the repeal would not go into effect until 90 days after the Arizona legislature adjourns, for this summer, which means the so-called 1864 ban could still temporarily limit access to killing the babies. Meanwhile, the Sunshine State has an abortion update of its own. The Sunshine State is Florida's abortion ban went into effect yesterday, making it a felony, to perform the procedure, after 6 weeks of gestation. The law has exceptions for rape, incest, and human trafficking for up to 15 weeks of pregnancy, unfortunately. Before the measure went into effect, the state of Florida had been a refuge for those seeking an abortion in the beautiful South after the Supreme Court overturned the disgraceful Roe v. Wade decision, and they rightly overturned it. More than 9,300 people went to Florida last year, almost 10,000, for the procedure of killing the babies, accounting for 11% of all abortions completed in the state, per Guttmacher, the pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 2.
got to stand up strong. Make the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Let me drink some water here. Sorry about that. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. There's one line open at 888-7753-773. You can get involved by calling that number, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy, can you really ever know another person? Can you really ever know another person? Is my biblical question for this week. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're busy and you just don't have time, you're like out there destroying your own country, helping your enemy to destroy your own country, or hating one another, hating Israel, whatever you're doing, you still can be listening to the show. You can podcast, but you can listen by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. That's 641-793-1500. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to, and we are going to get to you, everything. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or JLP Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. Every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at, turn around and look at these people. What?
From the Lord. I got what I wanted from the Lord. I'll go back to Washington. Oh, yes, I will. I'm a Southern Baptist. They don't believe in tongues, but God said it. I want it.
Precious Jesus. Precious Jesus. Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday. Let me go back to Vladimir from Russia. Oh, Vladimir is gone. Let me go to a first time caller, Daniel. There's a line open then at 888-7753-773. Daniel, first-time caller out of Tennessee. Daniel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
All is well, Daniel.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to tell people who is also watching this live. Is this live?
Go ahead.
I want to tell people that Free Palestine is a hoax. It's all made up. It's not even real. People only believe in that propaganda for so many years now, and they've only been guided by nothing.
When you, how do you know it's not real?
Because of the October 7th, when Palestine when they attacked Israel on October 7th. These people have the nerve to go around on the internet saying, oh, Palestine didn't do it first, saying Israel done it first. But I know for a fact that Palestine is the one that did all that first, without even telling people that Palestine did it first.
And for those who don't believe it or don't know, how do you know for sure what happened?
Well, for starters, people have been telling me about how Israel started the war first, but I've known for a fact that Palestine is the one that did it. And the people who support Palestine, they think they could just free the Palestinians by repeating the quote, free Palestine over the river and through the sea, like all this.
I know, but when you say you know for a fact, and I'm not doubting you or agreeing because I don't really know what happened, but
I mean, I know for a fact.
How do you know for a fact on that January 7th, you say?
Yeah, because.
How do you know who started it? I mean, what is the fact so others can see it too? That's my point. Because maybe, because others didn't see it, they just believe what was being said. How do you know for a fact? What's the proof that others can see?
The only thing I could just say is, I don't know who started it, but I know for a fact that Palestine is the one that did it first, without even telling people, oh, Israel did it first. But no, I've already known for a fact that Palestine did it first. But people didn't say, oh, Palestine is the one that made up lies. I basically come up with my mind that I know for a fact that Palestine is the one that did it first, and people who believe in this pro-Palestinian BS is all a hoax.
Well, I do know that, and I've gone to Israel before, and I do know that they want to push the Jews into the sea. It's not about land. It's about killing the Jews, because the Jews have given them a lot of land. So, and then the land that they have, that the Jews have given them, they haven't not done anything with it at all. And
no. And
so I know, so it's not about land. That's for sure.
Exactly.
Are you a Christian or Jewish?
I'm also a Christian, and my great-grandmother, who's also a Jew, and rest in peace, she is Jewish. And
oh,
we
okay.
Have Jew running in this family.
All right. Well, it's definitely amazing, and it's amazing. I never thought that one day I would see Christians turning against Jews, and Jews, there are some Jews who are turning against Christians. I didn't know that was possible, but I do understand now how things like that happen. But growing up, I just never thought that was possible. Daniel, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it.
Hey, let me say this before you go.
Okay.
I want to tell people that I wanted to help other autistic conservatives, because I'm an autistic conservative myself.
What's an autistic? What does that mean?
Basically, I have autism and ADHD, and basically, I'm a conservative, and I wanted to help other conservatives believe what I say.
What is autistic? How do you know you have it? What's the sign? That's what I'm asking.
Autistic is where people with autism, of course, they have other disabilities, to where some autistic people, they can't talk, but most of them, they're pretty smart when it comes to all of this. Especially, we don't stay in normal classrooms. We basically stay in special ed classrooms.
Oh, okay. I got you.
And I wanted to spread light to other autistic conservatives who's basically watching this, and just tell them about all these lies and what other liberals basically brainwashing them about what they're talking about.
Okay. Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, Daniel. Call me again, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go back to Vladimir. Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate it. Vladimir out of Russia. Vladimir, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so to me, it's quite probably easy to imagine heaven, because your body has faded away. Your thoughts, everything you knew or felt. Or
you said you imagine heaven?
Yeah, I would like to imagine heaven and maybe not imagine, but understand. For example, if there is a hell And as you said, the hell is the continuation of the hell that we have here on Earth.
Right.
So it means I have to still be angry and hateful, probably. So my soul is taken somewhere, and the simulation of this bad life is going to continue. Or how do you see it? What's in your opinion as a Christian? How hell and heaven and what? How does that work? That's what I'm interested in.
Well, right now, all human beings, all, except for those who have started to overcome hell, all human beings are already in hell. They're in their own right. personal life, they're in hell. They're living in their imagination, and the imagination is an illusion because it's pure hell, right? And in their imagination, you have fear and doubt. You have the worry, as I said earlier, you have anger, you have hatred. You are not able to stand alone. That is hell. You're revengeful. You gossip. That's hell. But if you drop right. the anger, your heart is going to change from darkness, which is anger, from hate to love, and then which is the nature of God. And then the nature of God would get rid of the imagination, which is hell, and you will have perfect peace right here on earth. And if you drop your body when you die from your body, that perfect peace will still be heaven. You will already be in heaven.
All right. And Jesse, how about hell? Do I not need my body to still keep feeling, for example, sexual attraction, hunger, hate, all those bad stuff that you mentioned before the break, you know, the deadly sins or whatever they're called, sorry for my bad English. Don't you need your body to keep feeling those negative emotions or something?
No, you need thoughts. As long as you have the thoughts, you're going to feel those things because you can't have those feelings unless you have the thoughts first. But once you overcome the thoughts, then those feelings will disappear.
Yeah, but that's really difficult. I'm trying and doing. And
what's difficult?
As for this, you know,
what's difficult?
It's really difficult to this thoughts thing, as you said, you know, overcome the thoughts.
And why is that
because
difficult?
Because the life's not easy, you know.
Why is that difficult?
Well, you know, life is not so easy, and I've gone through some stuff in my family as well, and I've gone through a divorce recently and all that. And I try to observe those thoughts and feelings and be always remain a real man. But in past, I think I have been what you suppose you call beta.
Beta.
And that led to a divorce. Yeah, yeah, I've been that. I think I've been that, and I'm now I'm trying not to be. And then that led to a divorce. So now and then these thoughts come and I'm not able to just observe them. They tend to control me and I kind of struggle to overcome that.
Who is, have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes, I did.
And your father?
I have. Yes, I have, but my father has passed away, so I did it like on his grave.
Oh, okay. And have you, are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night, and during the day sometimes?
Yes, I do. Sometimes, of course, I miss it because of circumstances, but I do. Yes, I do. It helps a lot.
Okay. Though I know what you mean by being hard to overcome the thought, but if you were to stop identifying with the thoughts right now, if you could just see that you are not your thoughts, they are not yours, you would never bring on thoughts that would bring you misery, bring you fear or doubt or suicidal thoughts. You would never bring on thoughts that bring you false emotional good feelings. If you can just realize that I would never do this to myself, this is not me, these are not my thoughts, you could be free from them right now. But you still identify with them, thinking that it's you, believing that it's you, but it's not you. So just, even if you have to quietly say to yourself, look at those thoughts, I see those thoughts, that's not me, right? If you stop identifying yeah. with them, you would be free from them.
Yeah. And that's why I'm asking this question, because I've started to apply what I've been hearing from you, from your shows and your church.
Yes.
And then, you know, this was like a little blind spot or something, because I used to be a Christian, and they talk a lot about afterlife. And I've already understood a lot from your teaching, from what you say, but that was really, and to be honest, still is to me, a little not entirely understood what will happen after the body fades away.
Let me tell you this. Forget about the afterlife. Forget about dying and just live. Focus on living. You haven't conquered living yet. Why would you even consider dying? What's happening after death? You live, and then the only death you need to overcome is the death of the ego, of this false illusions that you have about yourself. You die from that. You will be free. Don't worry about what happened. The Christians don't know what they're talking about. It's all intellectual. And even when they talk about the afterlife, they have no clue as to what they're saying.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I'm quite educated, and I've read a lot about history of religion and theology and all that, and I agree with you that all the stuff that Catholics and Orthodox probably made up, I just don't buy it.
Well, don't be thinking about, forget about the afterlife. Live now, and there is no afterlife. Don't worry about that. Just live.
Well, that's a good point. Probably I've been used to thinking about that. Yes, that's a good point. Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah, get rid of those thoughts. Let them pass. This is from Goodreads. Read. Mark Twain once said, "The fear of death follows from the fear of life. A man who lives fully is prepared to die at any time." Don't think about death. Just think about living.
Nice. That's nice.
The Christians have set you up by making you think about death. Don't, just live in the present, live now, and God will take care of the rest. You'll be fine.
Good point. Thank you, Jesse.
All right. Stay with the prayer. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
And tell Putin I said hello.
Okay.
My dream team is Donald Trump, Putin, and Netanyahu. That's my dream team.
You know, I think you are doing quite a good job at reminding the Americans. I'm not an American, and all those problems you discuss are not my problems, but I think you are doing a good job reminding those guys that they have to put their country first. We don't have that problem here, to be honest. We have different other problems that you don't have.
But you put your country first, though, huh?
Yeah. People here don't have problem with that, for sure. Because I noticed, I've watched a lot of your Fallen State content, and I see people talking stuff like, you know, we have to let the illegal immigrant vote. If you say something like that here in Russia, and we also have illegal immigrants here, but no one would ever, like, even imagine saying something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we need Putin over here. Thank you, Vladimir. Call me again, buddy.
Thanks a lot. Okay, see you.
All right. Amazing, huh? 888-7753-773. Daniel out of Georgia. There's one line open. Daniel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, how Daniel.
How you doing?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Okay. There was some excuses I wanted to put out there about Jesus being the Son of God.
I'm sorry?
I said there was a scripture that I wanted to put out there to tell people that Jesus is not God, but the Son of God.
Okay, speak up a little bit.
Okay.
Go ahead. So you, for those people who think Jesus is God, you want to give them a scripture to show that Jesus is not God?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, hold on. It's Luke chapter 1, verse 31 to 35. And if you behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
Amazing. That's a perfect scripture to read. But what I've noticed in Daniel is that the Christians who believe that Jesus is God, they can't find anywhere in the Bible where Jesus said he is God. And they're just reading the scriptures that the preacher told them. And even in those scriptures, it never says that Jesus is God. But they have believed something that is difficult for them to disbelieve, because once you believe untrue, it's hard to believe the true.
I know. And it's like, I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, and it was like Jesus spoke of the Trinity. Jesus never spoke of the Trinity, because they go to Matthew 28:19, they're like, go forth and tell all the nations and stuff like that. I'm like, did Jesus call it a Trinity? And he was like, did he have to? And I was like, if it was what you say it is, he would call it what it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No such thing as Trinity. No teaching about Trinity at all. But the preacher told the people, Trinity, Trinity, Trinity. And now the people dominate, run around, quote, Trinity, because they don't think for themselves. They are not individuals. They're just taking the word as someone's word and ran with it and not think for themselves. I appreciate
right,
it.
I was,
go ahead.
Oh, I was like, I was on YouTube and I did see some of the Uncle Tom clips starring you and others. And I had no idea your hair was that long.
It used to be bald.
I know. I saw the Amerifro.
It is Amerifro. I thought I couldn't grow hair anymore. My barber kept telling me, Jesse, you can grow hair. Stop shaving your hair. You can, and I didn't believe it. And so finally I said, oh, let me give it a try and see what happens. And lo and behold, it came back. Oh, my, what the? Amazing.
I know. I saw those pictures. I was like, oh, I was like, you know, his hair could get that long.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chats.
Chalice donated a very generous Cash App donation saying thanks.
Thank you.
Gregatron bought our coffee. All right, congregation. We got another Baptist preacher. Wants the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost language come out of you. Do it now.
I got the Holy Ghost, just like the Bible. Just like the Bible said. You got it. Thank you.
Nice. No more thoughts about our coffee? I don't know how to ask about my situation, because I always end up with, I'll be fine. Even if the devil deceives me to screw up my so-called life, what does it feel like to see it clearly when thinking about a situation?
Repeat that.
I don't know how to ask about my situation, because I always end up with, I'll be fine. Even if the devil deceives me to screw up my so-called life, what does it feel like to see it clearly when thinking about a situation?
I don't quite understand the question. Do you?
How do you know you're seeing it clearly when you're thinking about a situation?
If you think about it, you're not seeing it clearly.
I think that's the key. No more thoughts.
No more thought. If you're thinking about it, you're not seeing it clearly. It's when you're not thinking about it that you see it clearly.
Makes
I hope that answered
sense.
That. Thank you. I hope that helped.
Thanks for the question.
Yeah.
Santino bought 3 coffees. Did you know that the pool on the Titanic is still filled with water? LOL, lots of laughs. Or laughing out loud.
I didn't know that, but that's funny. Thank you.
I hadn't thought about it. Greg Trump, does the Titanic have a pool? Did it? Or does it?
Oh, I think so. I think I remember seeing one in the movie.
Oh, I never saw the movie.
You never saw the movie? Really? Why not?
I don't watch some overhyped, lame movie.
Really?
With some heartthrob actor and actress. Please.
Two.
Oh, where's my spittoon?
Two. But yeah, if I remember correctly, it did have a pool.
Yeah, but the movie's not necessarily accurate. Anyway, right on.
Well, we were talking about the movie.
No, he's talking about the Titanic, the real Titanic. Did you know it was real?
But the real one in the movie is based on the real one.
Okay, whatever.
I think. Okay.
Greg Atron bought a coffee. Congrats to Joel Friday TV for 3,000 subscribers. Heblat.
Heblat.
Let's get to 5,000 and then 10,000 and then 100,000. Heblat.
Congratulations, Joel. Joel is here Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after the Hake Report from 9 to 11, and just before the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific time. Thank you.
Also on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Josh from Georgia wants to have a biblical question response. Wants to give his biblical question.
Oh, to the biblical question?
Yeah.
Josh from Georgia, can you ever really know another person? Can you ever really know another person?
It's not possible for me to know somebody. Though God can work through me and allow me to know somebody in the way that God worked through Jesus, this allowed Jesus to foresee Judas' betrayal and Peter's denial. God allowed him to see the devil coming from a mile away.
Thank you, Josh. I'll respond on Sunday. I appreciate your response. Very interesting response, too. Thank you.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. I've noticed since overcoming, I can see the more I have, the less thoughts the devil attacking my body by making me move my leg or twitching my feet. Fascinating. P.S. That Trump story yesterday was so deep it makes the Bible seem shallow.
Trump is deep. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
Amazing. The wind and sea obey him. Thank you.
Evgeny Crosby.
Thank you.
With a diamond, it says no message.
Thank you.
Another diamond from Evgeny that reads also no message.
Amazing. Thank you.
Falcon Ng over on twitch.tv/JLP talk. Bible quote. And the smoke of the incense, which came before the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them and shall lead them unto fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes.
Thank you. Amazing. Appreciate it.
DJ bought a coffee. Jesse, is it okay to date a woman who doesn't believe in God? I don't feel it's right to try and impose my beliefs either. I'm wondering if it's even worth it to continue dating this woman.
It's the same as dating one that says she does believe in God. You're still going to catch hell.
So is it okay?
As long as you don't make her your God and ask if she will obey you if you marry her, and if she says no, walk away. But it's up to you today. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the woman. I neither recommend it or against it. It's up to you. But call me with that. Maybe you have some follow-up questions. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Quick reminder, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time, thehakereport.com. And then Joel Friday TV, he black, at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Joel Friday TV, and after Joel Friday, the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. The American Anchor Baby. Amazing, huh? And check out my books. They are amazing. The first book is From Rage to Responsibility. From Rage to Responsibility. And from that is a scam, after From Rage, Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. And then after that, a little pocket guide, thin pocket guide, The Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success. If you have a business or you're thinking of starting a business, or you just have a job and you want to know how to move forward, I recommend that as well. We use this in our entrepreneur program as well. And then last but not least, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Amazing book. It kind of just brings it all home for you, The Antidote. And I will sign them to whomever you like. But you got to go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com/store, rebuildingdemand.com/store, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to order it, all right? You're going to love it. They are amazing. All of them are amazing. Thank you. Did we finish the Super Chat?
We did not.
I'm sorry?
Nope.
Okay, let's finish that and go back to the callers.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Joey bought 10 coffees, quite generous, saying,
thank you.
Duck meat.
That bear enjoyed that duck.
With a duck emoji.
And the women were like, no, no, no.
Daniel from Texas bought a coffee. Morning, brothers. I tried to call yesterday. This is the other Daniel from Texas. But I was having phone issues. I guess it's a beta phone. My question for Jesse is a practical thought something that you would think that would make you better as a person, health-wise, spiritual, or overall progression?
No.
Also?
No, that's not a practical thought.
If I can ask a Bible thump question, what's a diver's temptation?
What?
Oh, diver's temptation. I never understood that.
I mean different ones, right?
Yeah.
It means Satan comes at you with all kinds of thoughts. He tempts you with all kinds of things. And you resist them, resist the temptation by letting the thoughts pass. Don't call it you. It's not from God. God does not tempt. Just let the thoughts pass. And Satan give you truckloads of them. And a practical thought is, oh, what kind of car you think you want, or what you want for dinner. You got to go to the gym today or not. Things like that. Those are examples of practical thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you.
Canadian David. I got a big mobile data plan now, so I'm able to play JLP Talk on the way to work and Hake during when I'm on the road.
Nice. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing. Thank you.
What about Joel Friday TV and Anchor Baby? American Anchor Baby.
That's right. Well, we're going to take what we can get for now.
He's a supporter over on Rumble.
You got to know how to rumble. Thank you.
Aries won with a diamond on DLive. No message.
Thank you.
Nikki bought three coffees. Biblical question.
Can you ever really know another person?
No. A person is a very unstable thing because it has thoughts, emotions, likes, and dislikes. They're always changing. I can only know the self because the self is the only thing that cannot change.
Amazing. Thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that. Thank you.
C on C with a coffee. Hey, Jesse Boo, too. Why don't Americans want to work even in this recession, you think? Where is they giving them? What is there they giving them? All I see is immigrants with bad hygiene all over.
They're giving them free stuff. They have been spoiled. They get them free everything now. That's amazing. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate that.
Charles bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, that earlier caller was right about Atlanta. I live here, and blacks have infiltrated every white neighborhood because over the years, the leadership have zoned all the areas for apartments so blacks could move in when they couldn't otherwise. And they follow whites wherever they go.
I wish, and you're so right, but I wish that the blacks, and not all, but more, would pay attention to that. And then as individual question, why are we always following the white people rather than doing it ourselves? We can do what they do. Why don't we, what's wrong? Even if, don't even say we. What's wrong with me I can't do for myself? Then the answer will start to come. And they're doing that in L.A. They're building all these apartment buildings now in the suburbs to bring the blacks out there. And because the blacks are not earning their way there, they're going to destroy it. Crime going to come and everything. It's unfortunate, but that's what's happening. Thank you.
Nate Gunn bought 10 coffees, generous, saying, thank you.
And I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Lord. When I was down, my heart was torn and sweet. You were there and brought me through. Thank you.
Canadian David. Amazing. Canadian David on Rumble says, Joel needs to get on Rumble. As in Joel Friday TV. And Nick isn't always on during work hours. Context. That's why he only catches JLP and Hake.
Oh. You got to know how to rumble. Joel is not on Rumble?
No.
Why not?
Because he doesn't want to pay. He doesn't want to fork over that money. And no, Nick, I don't know. I don't know why.
And Nick is...
Oh, because he's black.
And Nick is only... And so Nick is not on during his work hours.
Apparently.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you all.
Oh. Cody bought three coffees. Real fast. I've been going through kidney surgery and listening to your old videos when you're not live, and it's been helping immensely. Thank you for being you, Jesse, always. Heart. Black heart.
Thank you. Stay with the prayer, all right? And stay out of your thoughts about the outcome of the kidney situation. Have no opinion about it. It's your body. It's not you. Have no opinion about it. What happens, it happens. Stay with it. I wish you well. Thank you.
And now that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. I want to play a quick soundbite and have you respond to it.
All right.
It's somebody said, go home to mom. Go home to your mama. This is from Forbes. At his campaign rally in Wisconsin, Trump responded to a heckler who interrupted him. Watch this from RSBN. And And I want to thank you.
Where did he come from? All right. Thank you. Go home to mom, right? Go home to your mom.
You drop no.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Say hello to mother. Oh, she's going to be angry because she's watching right now on television. She's watching on television. She's saying, that's my son. Now, think if I read my teleprompter and I'm going, well, let's see, because of the weakness in the economy, I'd like to apologize. Pause. 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 What was that? That's unbelievable. Pause. You know, I was watching it. I said, that was weird.
You say? Oh, God. You say?
He has so much more energy than sleepy, crooked Joe Biden.
Trump has as much energy as the average young person.
I know.
Amazing. It was funny with the Joe Biden thing.
Yeah.
And go home to your mama.
He's been saying that for a while.
Oh, yeah?
Go home to mommy.
Oh, yeah. I remember him in another campaign saying that.
Yeah.
Nice. Amazing.
Right on.
Thank you, Hank.
He knows.
The Great White Hope. Amazing. Brooke.
Where did he come from?
Brooke is a first-time caller out of Kentucky. Brooke, welcome to the
show.
You're on the air.
I just wanted to tell you guys thank you so much, and you're doing great.
You're welcome.
And
thank you.
And we love you guys.
We love you back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Prayers and God bless.
Right on. Thank you, Brooke. I appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Bye now. Amazing. See there? Let me go to Kurt out of California. There's a line open, 888-7753-773. Kirk.
Hey, Jesse. Thank you.
Yes,
How
sir.
How are you?
All is well. Go ahead.
Okay, so, you know, the Bible, Genesis clearly describes a firmament and waters above it and waters below it. So how could we be on a spinning globe when there's waters above the firmament? Which explains why the water is blue.
What is in a firmament?
In Genesis 6, chapter 1, 6 through 9, it says God built a firmament and put the heavens to separate the heavens from the waters above and
right.
the waters below.
But what is a firmament? What is that exactly?
Well, in Greek, it means a hard thing.
A what?
In Greek, it means a firm thing, like firmament. So it's a hard thing.
But what is the thing? What is the thing?
Well, I believe, well, it's, the Bible says it's a hard thing, which means it's impenetrable, I believe.
So could that be a round earth?
No, well, round and flat. Round and like a frisbee and flat.
Could that be a round, like, could it look like this? Are you watching live?
No, I'm just talking to you.
Oh, I have a round earth in my hand.
So that would be NASA. That'd be the children alive. That'd be that. That's what that is.
So you don't really know what an firmament is, right?
Well, I know that it says it's a firm thing.
But you don't know if that meant round or flat.
No, so according to the Bible,
so you believe the earth is flat?
I believe it's stationary. It's round and it's like a frisbee and flat like a frisbee.
So you
round and flat.
You believe the earth is flat and round?
Yes, flat and like a frisbee.
Flat and round?
Yes.
But you don't know that to be true. You just believe that?
Well, the horizon level always is eye level. So you can go up to the 100th floor of the Empire State Building and the horizon goes with your eye level. It never doesn't submerge to your eye level.
And
which
so,
would explain a flat.
So you don't believe the earth is just flat. You believe it's round and flat.
Like a frisbee.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Well, I don't know, but thank you, Kurt. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, too. Regardless of flat earth, I appreciate your work.
Right on. Thank you, buddy. Stay
All
with
right,
it.
You.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. David is out of, there's a line open, 888-7753. David is out of Georgia. Georgia. Oh, my, my. David, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
This yes, sir.
This is the second time I've spoken to you, and I just wanted to call and tell you that I really appreciate your recommendations. I grew up in a home where my father was absent, and eventually I got a stepfather, and he's a great man. But anyway, I had expressed to you the first time I called about 3 or 4 months ago that I didn't feel like I had anger toward my father,
right,
who's now imprisoned, and you just kind of encouraged me to think about that. So I've been doing the silent prayer and really thinking about the absenteeism of my father and if there was some hidden resentment, and I was able to see that. And now I've scheduled a visitation to go to the prison where he's at in South Georgia, and I'm going to go down there and forgive him to his face. And
right
I just
on.
Wanted to thank you because it's been so freeing.
Right on, man. And just wait until you face your father. Heaven will open up to you. It's going to be amazing.
Hey, can I ask you one quick question?
Yes.
Have you seen this? I really enjoyed your show. I think it was Tuesday that you were talking about the reality that there really is no such thing as PTSD.
Right.
And how the doctors just use that.
Yes.
Are you familiar with Pastor John MacArthur there in California?
I know who he is, yes.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but just yesterday he's getting blown up on Twitter because he said the exact same thing that you said.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So he was listening to the show?
That's what I was wondering, Jesse. That would be amazing.
Amazing.
But thank you, Jesse. I love you, brother.
You too, man. Let me know how it goes with your father, all right?
Okay, I'll call you after I make the visit.
Right on. Amazing. All human being, there's not one. All human being is yearning for the Father. A return to the Father. It's all about that. A return to the Father. It's about a return to the Father. It's not about getting married or not getting married, having a big house or not having a big house. It's not about racism, white supremacism, anti-Semitism, all ism, no isms. It's about a return to the Father. If you want to be free, you must forgive your mothers. All human beings, not one, escapes. You must forgive your mothers and return to your father. Forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. And you'll be free from within, and your world will open up. It doesn't matter the color or the age or the male or the female. It's about a return to the Father. Adam was turned away from his father when he followed Eve. Eve was turned away from Adam, and as a result, God, when she followed the devil. And that's what it's all about now. There's a way back to the Father, but you must forgive. It doesn't matter where you live. You could be Allah, U'Abba, whomever, Jewish, Christian, no God at all, whatever you think. You're empty. You're longing for the love of the Father. And if you have not returned to the Father, you're catching pure hell. Salvation is of the heart, not the vices. The vices come as a result of being turned away from the Father. Salvation is what you want, a return to the Father. Salvation is of the heart. Drop the anger, your heart will change. Let me go to Bree, a first-time caller out of Missouri. Hey, Bree, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Bree.
Okay, so what I wanted to say first to you, and I'm sorry if you can't hear me very well. I'm really nervous right now.
Relax. Catch your breath.
So I wanted to start off by just saying, like, thank you for standing up for us white people. Because it feels like every day, well, let me just start off by saying this. So I had deleted my Facebook for about 4 years, and I recently just made a new one out of, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
You're loud and clear. Go ahead.
I recently reactivated my Facebook. I made a new account, and for some reason on the first day on Facebook, my whole feed was flooded with like Hebrew Israelite and black supremacy pages. And I'm thinking, like, how is Facebook letting them get away with posting such hateful things about white people and conspiracy theories about how black people are the real Egyptians, they are the real Jews, they are the real Native Americans? They essentially push conspiracy theories saying that they are the original people, like, of everything, and that white people are aliens, like we're not native to Earth. And so it's concerning to me that there's a double standard to the point where, like, if a white person were to say something mildly racist on the internet, bam, the comment's deleted, you're banned from Facebook for a week. But they allow everyone else to constantly push hate towards white people, and it's okay, like, it's celebrated. Like, why do you think that is?
Well, number one, I want to say that you're welcome about standing up for white people. I'm not just standing up for whites. I'm trying to push all human beings back, point all human beings back to the Father. And it's just, when I was growing up, I never imagined that white people in their own country, this country was founded and created by white people with the help of God. And I never imagined growing up that white people would be so afraid that they would put name-calling and material things before what's right, before the country, right? And so I'm just stunned to see that. And so I'm trying to encourage all people to drop the anger so they can overcome the fear. But I do understand what you're saying.
And I never saw it. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. And what was your question again?
I
remember.
I'm young. I'm only 25. I was born in 99, and I grew up in a pretty diverse area. So I went to school, you know, with white kids, black kids, lots of refugees, Hispanics, Somalians. And there was never, ever a problem with racism. Like, everybody got along.
Yeah.
Sure, like, you know, kids might have teased each other with, like, racial stereotype jokes. But it's like, it was like as soon as, it was, I guess, around the time of George Floyd dying, it was like a total cultural shift in our society, and now it's like people are pretending like we've never got along. And
right.
Racism is this huge problem. I just don't... Well,
they are doing it because the whites won't speak up and the whites are afraid. And as a result, the enemies of white people are going out of control. And this thing about racism started with the so-called civil rights movement. And they did it because they wanted to control the blacks. They wanted to be the black leaders, and they wanted to control the blacks. So they made up the word racism. And white people backed down, and they've been getting away with it. No such thing as racism. Can you hold, Bree?
I sure can.
Hold on for me. I got to take a quick break. One more hour to go. Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-775-3773. Hate is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
Is there bird flu in the beef? I don't know. There are Tesla firings. Nice. And China got sanctioned by the United States for supporting Russia versus Ukraine. What a mess. And the evil Methodist Church establishment has gone pro-homosexual so-called pastors. It's disgraceful. And mothers, mentally ill, like crazy. This is the end of Hour 2 of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Bible Thumper Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. Tonight is the men's forum, guys. 7 p.m., first Thursday of the month, here at Bond in Los Angeles. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events, rebuildingtheman.com/events. If you need more info, you can call 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663. And that's a toll-free number, by the way. If you're overseas, you can call that number using Skype. It's pretty cool. You can also call the 1-888-77-JESSE number via Skype from overseas for free, as long as you have internet access. 1-888-775-3773. Right now during Hake News, although the lines are full right now. GLP will be right back. Ongoing testing of milk and dairy products by the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, per CNN, has not found any active H5N1 bird flu virus in nearly 300 samples of products purchased in grocery stores, so said the agency Wednesday. The FDA's tested samples of milk and other kinds of products made from milk like cheese and sour cream, as well as products made with milk powder such as infant and toddler formula. I'm shaking my head. This comes as the government is also testing samples of raw and cooked ground beef purchased at grocery stores to evaluate and contain a bird flu outbreak among dairy cows that spread to about 36 herds in 9 states. The highest concentration of infected cattle is in Texas, where there are 12 herds that have tested positive. And based Tesla firing people in droves. Tesla has abruptly fired the team running its electric vehicle charging business, according to CNN, raising doubts about the future of one of the largest U.S. charging networks. Wow. A lack of charging infrastructure, communist buzzword, is one of the main barriers to widespread EV, electric vehicle, adoption. If you can't go to the gas station to get charged up, you can't find a charging station because they don't use gas. Tesla's extensive supercharger network has long been a major selling point for its vehicles. The move also blindsided other car makers such as GM, General Motors, and Ford, which was planning on using the Tesla network. Still, experts say that the EV market, electric vehicle market, is not collapsing, but rather entering a new phase in which consumers are demanding more affordable models. Worldwide sales of plug-in vehicles will rise around 20% this year compared to 2023, according to a report from the International Energy Agency, as though they're not biased, but whatever. China and Hong Kong under attack. 300 sanctions that the U.S. imposed on companies in China and Hong Kong this week for their support of Russia's war in Ukraine. Maybe if we didn't want Russia to have a war in Ukraine, maybe we wouldn't support Ukraine's war against Russia. The sanctions target more than a dozen companies that have enabled Russia to acquire desperately needed technology and equipment from abroad. So said the evil anti-American American Treasury Department on Wednesday. Methodists turn pro-homo. CNN shares this quote. The ladies at the Skim also report about it because they're all excited about the LGBT anti-man agenda. Quote, "It was just a huge relief to see justice had been done after so many years." That's what Matt Patrick said, a Methodist pastor in Oklahoma, telling Commie Nonsense Network CNN that he became emotional on Wednesday after the United Methodist Church, UMC, overturned their 40-year ban on gay clergy. Hundreds of so-called church leaders also voted to remove penalties for holding so-called same-sex marriages. Disgraceful. They're supporting imagination, signaling a historic shift toward acceptance and inclusion of evil and against God. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. ¶¶
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5773-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week, the biblical question, can you ever really know another person? Can you ever really know another person? Can you? Amazing biblical question. Amazing. Don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Rumble.com, Jesse Lee, Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, Cozy.tv/JLP, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, right? Follow, like, ring the bell, whatever. Subscribe. Also, if you're busy doing whatever you're doing, can't, you know, you're working or you're exercising or whatever, you can still be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. And Bon JLP on Cash App. Bon JLP on Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the last hour of the show today. Thursdays are always Bible Thumper Thursdays.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't feel your faith. Are you ready? Are you
ready? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amazing. Hallelujah. Yeah. All for the thrill of it. What the? So I got a caller from Serbia. Heard around the world. Caller from Serbia. Couldn't hold but wanted to know, is compassion a negative emotion? If you feel it, it's negative. You can have the right, the compassion without feeling is the right one. But if you're emotional about it, it's the wrong one. All emotions are evil. The good one, so-called good one, or the bad one. You want to be able to see and not feel, but to see. Feelings will lead you astray. They will lead you astray. I want to play one quick soundbite for you. Or two that's very interesting. You know how these people, I want to go to soundbite 2-1G in a minute. Hold on. You know how the haters of America are destroying their own country and being headed up by people who hate America and they don't know what they're doing, they're blind and can't see? Well, there are a few people who are still standing for America. They are standing for America, and they're fighting back in the right way. You might not have heard of this because this is good. This is for America. If they were tearing this thing down, you would have heard about them. But because they're standing for America, you're not going to hear a lot about these guys. Some students are fighting back. Gateway Pundit is reporting that on Tuesday, a group of fraternity brothers protested a fallen American flag from a pro-Hamas mob. Watch this. Right on that. Those are the kind of white people I knew growing up. Amazing! What happened to those people? They went out there and they stood for the flag. And they were smiling as the enemy was having, as the devils, which are the enemies of America, was having a fit about it. They were smiling. Those are the kind of guys that made America great. They built America. They founded America and made the greatest country on this side of heaven with the help of God. Where are those people? There they are. It doesn't take but one or two. It doesn't take but a few. If one person should take a stand, they can change the world. Look at Donald Trump changing the world. What manner of man is this? The devil needs the crowd. You cannot stand alone if you're of your father, the devil, if you have anger. But when you get rid of anger, you can stand alone. You have whole heaven with you. Good, guys. Congratulations. And one last example of another white man standing for America, at least in this case. Oh, I want to go to clip 2-2B here in a minute. And he's hated for standing up. The crowd hate the one. Look how they're going after the great white hope. One man taking a stand, and the world is going after him, trying to destroy him. No. They feel the same way about Elon Musk now. This is from Modernity News. Modernity News. An Australian senator called for Elon Musk to be jailed for life for refusing to adhere to Australian government's demanding to remove a video of the brutal attack on a Christian bishop in Sydney. Watching some Sky News and X.
I think he's a social media knob with no social conscience. He has absolutely no social conscience. Someone like that should be in jail and the key be thrown away. That bloke should not have a right to be out there on his own ideology platform and creating hatred, showing all this stuff out there to our kids and doing all the rest. I'm very interested to watch what the US is going to do with TikTok. I don't know, whatever Elon Musk is on, it says that that's okay to continue to air that is absolutely disgusting behaviour. And quite frankly, the bloke should be jailed. Quite frankly, the power that that man has because of that platform that he's on, it's got to stop. It has absolutely got to stop.
And the devil want to stop good. It can't happen. The devil cannot stop good. The devil has no power. He has none. It's been done. He's been finished. And this woman is representing the devil. She's evil. I guarantee you, if the Christian had gone in and done this to a Muslim or someone, this woman wouldn't be feeling that way. She wouldn't be mad at Elon Musk for having it up there. She wanted to stay up there. But it's happening to the Christian, and she doesn't want it to be revealed. A Christian was attacked, a bishop attacked, brutally attacked, and she doesn't want that to be shown because it's white, it's Christian. But I bet you she would be okay if a Christian had done that to an Allah Uaba person. What an evil, evil one. Look at the people involved in our country trying to destroy America, mostly women, mostly females. And the stupid men are following the female, and they're going to pay the same price that Eve, that Adam paid when he followed Eve. They're going to suffer this. Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. Ain't no way around it. You can deceive yourself, pretend it's not going to happen, but it will. You're going to suffer, man. That woman has no business in politics. She need to be in the kitchen, barefoot and pregnant, and obeying her husband. 888-7753-773. Let me go back to a first-time caller, Bree, out of Missouri. Bree, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Bree.
The last thing I wanted to say, I was wondering if I could read something out loud to you that somebody said to me
okay.
on Facebook, because it blows my mind that, like if I say, like, for example, I called someone, like, disgusting for doing OnlyFans, and then my comment was deleted, and I was banned for hate speech for a week, but this person said this to me because I made a comment saying that I don't think it's fair for her to be upset about a Asian woman saying the N-word while she was singing a song. I said, it doesn't make sense for you guys to be upset about that when the song was made by a black person for everyone. And they say it all the time. So then her response to me, this is everything that she called me. And then, of course, the comment is still there. So this is what she called me. I was called a cracker, a fentanyl ferret, a junkie, snow bunny, gringo, honky, mayonnaise monkey, snowflake. I have sex with my cousins, my uncles, my animals, and I'm a school shooter. And then she told me to kill myself. And the comment's still there. So it's just mind-blowing that the double standard, and it makes me wonder if this is being done on purpose to, like, further divide us. I don't know. It's just mind-blowing.
Bree, it is 100% done on purpose. They want to divide and conquer. As long as they can keep the blacks and the white mad at each other, arguing at each other about nothing, and for no reason, they can divide and conquer. If whites and the blacks ever realize they'll be used by the so-called civil rights leaders and the government and the people who want to destroy America, if the blacks ever catch on that they've been lied to and they're being used, this thing will be over. But it's truly for divide and conquer reason, and that reason only. And these people are evil that are doing that, but you're absolutely right. How did you feel when you read those things about you?
It didn't really hurt my feelings because, like, I don't get offended by words like that. It really just offended me that it's okay for her to say that to a white person, but if I were to say, like, if I say the N-word while singing a song, I deserve to have my ass beat, and I'm the worst person in the world. It's just, it concerns me. That's how it made me feel concerned.
But you have the older white people to thank for that because they never stood up, and they have, ever since the so-called civil rights movement, which was the worst thing to ever happen to the blacks, by the way, this other than abortion, the civil rights movement was the worst thing ever happened to the blacks.
Mm-hmm.
But when that so-called movement started and the white people refused to stand up and say, no, it's not true, I'm not your enemy, you're your own problems, it's just gotten worse. It gave blacks permission, and not all blacks, but most, permission to blame someone else, to hate white people and blame someone else for being losers. So you have the older white people to think about, I mean, to blame for it. Let me ask, do you have anger?
Yeah, I do.
And why?
Well, I know why, because I've listened to your show so much. But because I have a lot of resentment for my mom and my father, but mostly my mother, because we basically just have never gotten along. And
have you?
I needed my.
You needed what?
I'm sorry.
You needed what?
I said that we've never gotten along, and I needed my dad around, and he wasn't there, which wasn't her fault per se, but she did tell me and my siblings that, you know, our dad didn't love us and
wow,
all that. So that really screwed with me as a child,
yeah,
which is the root of my resentment for her, I guess.
And so if you've heard some of my show, why haven't you gone and forgiven her?
Well, I actually, like, 2 years ago, I did. We actually sat down and had a conversation, but I didn't really forgive her because, like, lately, the resentment has been coming back, and we argue a lot, and we just, it feels like we don't love each other most times.
Yeah, I don't. But, because anyone that has anger don't have love. They do not have love. Mm-hmm. That phony feeling of love is not love. That comes from anger. But why don't you forgive her? Because just as that anger is controlling you, it controlled her. You got it from her. She got it from her mother. Why haven't you gone and say, hey, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you can help yourself so you can get over that and deal with her in the right way.
Well, mostly because of, like, that part you say there of, like, how our parents didn't know any better.
Right.
It's hard for me to grasp that they didn't know any better because I am a mother myself. And the things that, you know, my mother said and did to me as a child, I can't imagine doing those things to my children in a million years. So that's why. And plus, I'm also just a very, very rebellious person. And it's almost like my spirit doesn't want perfect peace. It's like, I love chaos. That's the truth.
But that spirit is not yours. That's the spirit of evil. That's the spirit of the devil.
Yeah, it is. You're right. I agree.
But you're going to end up screwing up your kid. You may not say exactly do what your mother did, but because you have no love, you're not going to have patience with them. You're gonna end up screwing them up because you only have hate, and that's all just gonna come from your nature. So you're not gonna be able to help yourself, but do to your children what your mother has done to you. That's all you have.
Yeah.
You don't have love.
Yeah, you're right, because, you know, often, like, I feel myself, and it's the scariest feeling in the world. The older I get, the more I feel myself turning into my mother.
Yep.
And it's the scariest feeling in the world, and, like, I can kind of, I'm aware of it consciously, so I think that's a good thing. But you're right. I do need to forgive her, and I actually was thinking about doing that today. So.
Yeah, because you are becoming the same evil spirit that's in your mother is in you, and it's growing in you, and you're becoming just like her. Both of you are of the devil and not of God, and your kids will pay a price. Are you married?
I'm engaged.
And
getting married this summer.
Right on. Congratulations. Do you obey your fiance?
I really, really try to. I've noticed I used to not at all. And I used to just, I honestly thought he was dumb. I thought I was smarter than him because I was a woman. But as time goes by, I've started to realize that, like if I'm having a freak out or a panic attack, or I'm just freaking out over something, like, I'm sorry, I'm trying to think of a way to put this. He's always right. Like, I will think I'm right about something, so I'll do it my way, and then it doesn't work out, and I'm like, shit, I should have listened to you. You were right. Like, it keeps happening.
Yeah. Well, your mother put your father through the same thing.
Yeah. It's hard for me to let him take the lead, because all of my life, I've watched the women in my life be the leader and be the sole breadwinners and the head of the house. never the mental. It's just hard for me to
well,
do that.
Go and how you say you're 25?
Yeah.
Go and forgive your mother so you don't screw up your family.
Okay, I'll do that.
Because it's not you that's being rebellious against your husband, like your fiance, like that. It's the spirit in you that came from resenting your mother when she traumatized you. It's not you, and it want to live in you so it can destroy the next generation. It want to destroy your children. It does not want to leave you. It needs to work through you so it can destroy every soul that is available.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I realized the other day? The other night at work, I was listening to you. I listen to you every night. I realized that it seems like the root of all of the world's problems is people, we're all traumatized because we all have some sort of daddy issues, if that makes sense, or mommy
100%.
Issues.
Like every human being is yearning for the father, and every human being hates their mothers. That's why you must be born again of the Father. All who are born through the woman must be born again of the Father. And it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, how much you have or don't have, what color you are, male or female, you must be born again. There's no way around it. All human beings are yearning for the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got...
Yeah, I totally agree.
So what?
I said I totally agree with you.
Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from her?
I have. I have forgiven him. I have.
You talked to him?
Me and my... Yep.
No.
I went through about 10 years of my young life of not having any relationship with my father. But when I became pregnant at 17 years old, unfortunately, of course, my dad wanted to be in his grandchild's life, and that brought us back together, and now we're very close.
Right on.
And he, because not only have I forgave him, he apologized.
Right on.
So.
Fathers love their children. When they leave, they don't leave their children. They leave the mother of the children. But the mother will make the children think that the father left them because the mother is evil.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Well, do the silent prayer. Forgive your mother so you can raise a family so only love can come through you and not hate.
Okay. I'm gonna think really hard about that, and I'm going to get that done. I really need to.
Yeah. Let me know how it goes. I wish you well.
I will. All right. Thank you, Jesse. You have a great day.
You too. Amazing. Amazing. Bye now. Ed, there's a line open, 888-7753-773. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. Ed is a first-time call out of Kentucky. Ed, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Peterson.
Hey, Ed.
My name's Ed Loveless. I live in Greenup, Kentucky.
Don't put your whole name out there. Just put Ed. That's enough.
Oh, okay. Well, it don't matter. I'm proud to know you, or I'm proud to talk to you, and I'm proud that I finally got a chance to speak to you in person. You are a blessing. You are a blessing to me. I've heard you speak, and I thought when I first heard you a few days ago, I thought you was messing around and joking, because you say things that aren't popular. You say things that are so true, but nobody of my nationality. I'm white, and
you white.
Nobody. Yeah. Do I sound white?
You sound white and country.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Right on.
That's a compliment.
That's right.
But
absolutely.
I grew up in a time when, I remember my grandparents putting bathroom in their house. I grew up, I didn't know we were poor.
Right. Me
I just
either.
Knew we didn't have paint on our house.
That's right. Those were the good old days.
Yes, they were. You made do with what you had.
Yes.
You didn't go buy new. Whatever you had, you made do with it.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, pitchforking hay in the back of a wagon. We didn't have the baler. We didn't have, you know, and I just remember hard work.
Yes.
And we did what we had to do to get by.
Absolutely.
But these days it seems like everybody wants to go buy new or go buy the replacement stuff, and, you know, like everything's throwaway. And Jesus, I think, you know, God, back in the day, I think when Jesus was you never heard of slave or of employees, employer. You never heard of that. Everybody that worked was a slave. And I believe that today. Anybody that works, they're a slave. They're a slave to make a living.
Good point, man. I understand what you mean. I totally understand that. A very good
point.
And
I think slavery has got blown completely out of shape because, let's say, back in the day when slaves were brought over here, I'm not going to agree with what happened. I don't agree with, but I will say that people were buying slaves, these plantation owners. They weren't buying slaves as slaves. They were buying employees.
Yeah.
They were buying people to work, you know, their farms and that's what they were doing, I believe. I believe they were buying employees. And people, in my opinion, was they did not buy, like if you bought a team of, or my papa bought a team of horses, he's not going to buy them and beat them to death and starve them. He's not going to do that.
Right, right.
You know, he
but there were even black people buying people slaves too, because there are a lot of black people that own slaves back then, but you don't hear the thing about that because it doesn't divide. There's no money in that. There's no division in that. You only hear about white people, quote unquote, own a slave, but you don't hear about the blacks who own slaves as well.
Well, see, that's right. And I didn't really know that until, you know, you hear a little bit about it, but you don't know if it's true. But until you said it, I was like, man, maybe that really did happen.
Yep.
And, you know, because they don't teach that. They don't teach none of that in schools.
Right. They don't want to because they want the people divided. They want you angry and fighting one another so they can take control of your life. That's why they
don't. That's right.
Know. Yeah.
That's right. They want us to keep bickering between each other because they don't want us to see. They don't want us to see what really going on, you know,
yep.
North of Richmond. They
yep.
don't want us to know what they're doing up there in the government because, you know, they don't do anything.
Yeah.
They don't produce anything. You know, if the government shut down completely, and I'm a veteran, I'm a disabled veteran, but if they would shut down it would stop my check. But the bottom line is, it's not really going to affect me.
No, we will have peace on earth.
Because I still know how to grow my food. I know how to hunt for my food. I can draw my own water out of the well. I don't need, you know, and people have gotten so dependent on it.
Ed, thank you for your call. Call me again, but I got to take a break. Amazing call. Thank you.
I'm proud to know you, and I'm so proud that I've got a chance to talk to you.
Right on. Call
thank
me.
You so much.
You're welcome, buddy. The treasure chest is now on open on D-Live. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Thursday, 888-7753-773. There's one line open. Quick announcements. The meeting tonight for men only. Every first Thursday night for men only. And they are amazing. Come on down, men. And the third Thursday night for ladies only. Get ready, ladies. The ladies started out this year on fire. I'm a little stunned. But not stunned, because these ladies want, and they come from everywhere. They really want to overcome. They're working on themselves. They really are. And those meetings with the ladies, I doubt if anybody else around the world ever sat in such honest meeting coming from females, from ladies. And the men's meetings are amazing. And the men come from everywhere, too. And they are truly seeking. And these meetings are not recorded. There's no video, audio, taken, all that, you know. They can open up. And it's amazing. So the men's forum is tonight, the first Thursday night of the month at 7 p.m. Come on down, men. I've got, and then at 9 a.m., right at the top of this hour, thehakereport.com, thehakereport.com from 9 to 11. James Hake is on fire. And then after James Hake, Joel Friday, TV, E Black, better known as Arkansas and Shreveport. 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 Like, what the? Did you go to school? I think he and Hassan went to the same school. It was a mixed school. But Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. from 11 to 12 to noon. And then the American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God. And he's giving back to America. His mama just didn't drop him over here for nothing. He's thanking God at 12 noon Pacific time. And don't forget, we have a newsletter we're about to put out. Every three or so months, so often we put out a newsletter, paperback. It's free for you. You don't have to pay. If you want it, just go to rebuildingaman.com, rebuildingaman.com, or call 800-411-BOND. Put your address there. We'll mail it out to you. It's an amazing newsletter. Absolutely amazing. And so listen up. I have to make an announcement. I'm looking... My schedule is like busy, it's just crazy busy, right? And I get a lot of requests to be on other shows, to come speak, to do book deals. All kind of stuff comes in. And we can't keep up with it. And I was trying not to do a lot of hiring because we are, I don't know how long we're going to be in L.A. and or where we're going to move to. And I wanted the next truckload of hiring I wanted to do was to be into the near, the, I mean, living in a new location. I don't know what state, what city at this point. So I was trying not to hire, but I, at this point, need a PR person. I really do need a PR person. And it could be a male or female, but you got to be experienced. You got to have already done some PR work. I won't be able to train you in this one because we don't have time. We counsel all, and the counseling service is booked for months. And so I just don't have the time, but I got to get a PR person. And what I'm hoping is, male or female, but you got to be tough, not be afraid to negotiate with people and talk to people and get things worked out. So have some experience, male or female. I prefer you live in L.A. and work so you can work directly in the office with us. I prefer that, but if it sounds like it can work online or however y'all do that, maybe, but I prefer in office. But you got, in this position, you got to already know how to be a PR person, and you got to be tough, all right? And so if you're interested, send me your resume to bond@bondinfo.org. Bond@bondinfo.org. And be patient. I'm going to go through them all, and somebody will get back to you, all right? So we're looking for a PR person. Amazing. So, and again, you got to be qualified, meaning that you have to already have some experience doing PR work. And this could be a male or female, but I don't want a female that's going to be all hurt because they hear the guy talking crazy. We need someone that can fit in. Don't be all sensitive. All right? Ain't no telling what Joel might say during the day. And Lord knows, hate just might use the N-word. It's just no telling. And let's not even talk about Sean. Oh, my God. He went and studied abroad in college. and we just have fun here. But yet we get the work done. So send it to bond@bondinfo.org. Okay. I think that's it. For shout-outs, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com. Birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-outs, all kind of shout-outs. Encouragement, I will do them for you. Go to CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. Let me go to, I did the D-Live. I opened the treasure chest, right? Okay. Let me go to Jesse's girl. I want a woman like Jesse girl. Out of Indiana. Jesse, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse Lee Peterson, how are you?
All is well, Jesse. What an amazing name.
Thanks. I thought the same thing.
That's right.
Hey, I think I solved our Palestinian protester problem. Ready?
Yes, sir.
We'll run a job fair.
Oh, that would solve it.
Think about it. We'll put up signs that say, "We welcome all fat black lesbians." Even if you got green hair.
As long as you're willing to work.
That's it. Just got to work.
That's listen, right.
We can even get you Walmart greeting job. Think about that.
I love it.
You're going to college.
I love it, Jesse. Finally, a solution to this. You're better than the government, man.
Well, one of these days, maybe I'll run for Congress. I'll I'd love to tell the general public, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And see what happens.
What a mess.
What a mess.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. Have a nice day.
You too now. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let me go to Drew out of Oklahoma. Drew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Peterson? Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, it's so great. I'm glad you showed that video with the protest and everything. And what I want to know from you and your experience, when you saw the protests in the 60s and the 70s, how did protesting benefit those people who have been protesting? Like, did it help them later on in life? Did it help them become better in business or as professionals as time passed?
No. When no protesters ended, they all walked away in separate directions in their still misery. It didn't help at all.
Well, the reason I ask is because I'm watching these college kids, and I'm like, you know, I have a business and I have some interns, and they're getting ready to graduate. And so I'm looking at my interns, and I'm working with them, and I'm looking at these kids that are protesting, and I'm thinking, like, well, geez, aren't these kids going to graduate soon?
Yeah.
But they're out here protesting when they should be preparing to enter the adult world, because I'm thinking after the war is over, I don't think there's going to be any opportunities for them to continue to protest and to make money.
That's
Not to
right.
mention, you know, they're down there at college, and when school is out, where did you go protest at?
It was,
I just saw just the older people kind of tricking the young people to go into these protests.
100%.
To think that it's about something. And it's just the darndest thing I've seen. And I remember, I'm 40, and so I remember when Black Lives Matter started, people thought I was crazy because I didn't want to go out and protest.
Yeah.
But I was a person who read the book Enough by Juan Williams. And in the book Enough by Juan Williams, he spoke about how, you know, the Reverend Reverend Jackson and all those guys, those civil rights guys, how they would get paid to do great protests against people's businesses, claiming racism to help drive down their profits. And then they got, you know, some money on the back end.
It's never about what it seemed, man. And so these people who are burning down America and chanting death to America, when it's all said and done, the people who are controlling them going to walk away when they get done with their out to do. They're going to leave all these kids in the dust, and they're going to be lost and crazy and wonder what happened. It's the same thing. It happened all the time.
Okay, yeah, that was my question.
Thank you, man.
I just wanted to get your sentiments on that as you're older, and I know you've probably seen it from, you know, when it first started.
Absolutely.
And now I'm seeing it with people in my generation, and we're seeing the same thing repeat.
It's funny
how they're, you know, so I'm sorry.
It's the same evil spirit. It's the same thing. I got to run, Drew. Call me again, though, man. Amazing call.
Most definitely will.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
Amazing. Right. You too. Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Cody bought 3 coffees. I've been going through kidney surgery and listening to your old... Oh, I already read that
one. You read that, yeah. I wish you well with your kidney surgery, Cody.
Nikki bought a coffee saying, "Hake, you forgot to read my super chat yesterday," which read, "Do you think it's possible to be whole, complete being and be in a relationship? Can two people be together but at the same time want absolutely nothing from each other?" Didn't I read that one?
Almost sound familiar, but not sure.
But she asks again, or he or she maybe, right? "Do you think it's possible to be in a relationship and also be complete, whole being? Can two people be together and not want anything from each other?"
Only if both are working on themselves. If the husband and the wife are both working on themselves, yes. You could be in a relationship and not want anything from each other, and it would be perfect. It would be a marriage that would last until death do you part. But if one is working on themselves, whether it be the man or the woman, and the other one is not, then it's not going to work. The other one is not going to drag you down, because the hell in them, the darkness, will not love the light in you. They'll destroy you. Amazing question. But if both are doing it, working on it, yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Lil, a.k.a. Mother Teresa of Employers, bought you a coffee. Thank you for all, Jesse. And is that you singing at the intro of your show? Husband thinks so. Shrugging gal emoji.
About stand up?
Uh-huh.
No, that's not me. What? Nah. It's not me. Amazing. Thank you.
C on C says, Coon, Uncle Tom, Jesse, love, hug emoji. Maybe I should disavow that. Maybe I shouldn't say that out loud. What's your favorite cake or snack or drink? I tried them hard Popeye's biscuits. Why, I almost choked.
The Popeye biscuit?
Uh-huh.
Oh. My favorite snack?
Yeah.
Strawberry pop. Crush strawberry. With peanuts, or those little peanut cookie things. That's my favorite. Amazing. Thanks, Sion.
Over on Rumble, Pastor Chatelet says, sing it, Jesse friend. Big smile emoji. Colon D.
Amazing. Thank you.
Open mouth smile.
Come and go with me to my father's house, to my father's house. Amazing.
See on C bought a coffee. Hire me, Jesse. I got a little experience, but you just won't be able to get booked with woman or talk to any female.
That would not be good. To my father's house. To my father's house. There'll be no crying there. There'll be no dying there. Come and go with me to my father's house, to my father's house.
Baba Thumper!
Come on and go with me. Come and go with me. Amazing. You heard that before? That song?
Yeah, I feel like I've heard that song before.
You have saw?
I don't think that music goes with that song.
No, it doesn't. But it sure went well with it, though.
Yeah, you made it. You kept it on the beat.
Amazing. Thank you.
I thought it went with it. Jesse just makes. I don't know how you do that.
I don't know, but I
thought it was the music.
That's because all
he'd be like,
all gospel songs sound the same. That's why.
Yeah, you go with any music.
Evgeny Cross,
but you gotta be able to work with everybody. What now?
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive.tv/JCLeePeterson, Evgeny Crosby, Aries One, Michling, Cha Money, and the rest of the supporters. Thank you guys. And that's all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you for helping us to help others. I do appreciate it. Let me go to a first-time caller, Lance, out of Kentucky. Lance, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
Hey, I love your show, man.
Thank you.
But, yeah, this is Bible Thumper Thursday, right?
That's right, Bible Thumper Thursday.
You're a mess. All right, so my stance on religion is that it's all man-made. I believe that everything is a subset of the superset, so everything is God experiencing God's self. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I don't understand that.
Okay.
When you say that. First of all, let's deal with both. You said religion is man-made?
Yes, it is.
And what do you mean by that? How did man make religion?
All right, because God didn't come down and give us religion. God has no religion, okay?
Okay.
So
I see what you mean.
So it was a man that out of his mind, because, you know, everything is nothing is created before the thought of its existence. So out of his mind, he created the book that so many of you all lost souls follow.
I got you. And then what did you say about God?
I believe God is everything. There's nothing separate from God. God is not some separate entity that is looking down on us, judging us. Everything is God experiencing God's self.
I think I know what you mean by that, and you're absolutely right, without a doubt, that God is not judging us at all, period. And because there's no way that he would wipe away all our sins and set us free and still judge us. There's no reason to judge us. So you're absolutely right about that.
Right.
Amazing.
Amazing.
What a mess.
Hey, Why do so many color people have a victim mentality?
Because they have not overcome their mothers. They have hatred in their hearts. they must be born again, meaning that they must return to the Father. That's the only reason. And so the world used them and make them feel a certain way to use them, but it's only because they have not returned to the Father. They've not been born again.
But when you say return to the Father, that's separating God from God's self. So why is it something that they need to return to or be separated from? Because God can't separate from God's self.
But the anger that the blacks and all people have of their mother turned them away from their earthly father. And when you're turned away from your earthly father, you're turned away from God.
But you are God, is what I'm saying.
And how are you
you
God?
Can't turn away from yourself.
Are you saying you're God?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I am. You are too. You just don't remember.
Amazing. But that's how they're turned away. And even if it's true that we are God, and we have to deal with that a little later because of time, they're turned away from themselves when they are turned away from their earthly father.
Yeah.
Lance, I got to run. Amazing, man. I got to run because of time. Call me again, okay?
All right.
All right, buddy. Levi is a first-time caller out of Ohio. Levi, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, how Levi. I have a first cousin I grew up with named Levi.
Oh, that's cool. I get called Levy and Pants all the time.
But we call him Levy.
Yeah, but, you call Levy a lot.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it all right if I say something? Say something before I ask my question.
Okay.
I tried your silent prayer, and you said to sit down and shut up for 15 minutes to 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I tried that, and so far I'm doing great. And I just wanted to say that before I ask my questions. So I know you have time.
Stay with it. All right.
Yep. Your biblical quote was, "Do you really know someone?
Can you really know another person?
Yeah. Can you really know someone?
Yeah.
And I've heard you're the five closest people you know, and I just wanted to know if you think that's true or false.
Repeat that.
I've heard a quote that you are the five closest people you know, and I just wanted to know if you think that's true or false.
I've heard that before, too. I don't know what it means, so I don't know if it's true or false or not.
Okay. That's a fair answer.
Yeah. Thank you, Levi. Okay.
Yep, appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Mike is the first time called out of California. Mike, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse? Thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome, Mike.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you. I know you're strapped for time, but I just wanted to say thank you for what you do. And I started listening to you maybe 3 years ago. And I was listening to you because you were funny. You're funny as hell, man. And I was listening to you and I was just cracking up and I was thinking, man, you say some racist things. And as time went on and I started listening to, how you describe what racism doesn't exist and all this stuff. And listening to some of your old, shows and talking points about, reparations, right? And then look what happened with, people are going to start, that noise is going to get louder. And look where we're at in 2024, right? That noise has gotten so much more louder.
Yeah.
And you talked about affirmative action and look what the Supreme Court did, right? And everything that you started saying, it started it was true. It was all correct. And I was like, man, I think I'm getting somewhere with this guy. So I forgave my mom and did the whole thing, and one of the things that opened my eyes was there was this case out in California maybe two years ago now, and this guy killed a pregnant woman. And in California, you could do abortions all day long, right?
Yeah.
And he killed the pregnant woman, and they were like, "Oh my God, he killed an unborn baby! He needs to get the death. He needs to get the death penalty." And I was like, "Hold on, wait a minute. I thought an unborn baby wasn't a baby yet for Democrats."
Yeah, good point. I remember that too.
And it just that was the moment that I started saying, "Man, Jesse's right. Everything he's talking about is right." And I just want to thank you for what you do. It's been awesome listening to you.
All right, thank you, Mike. Let those that has ears hear. hear the truth. Amazing. Thank you, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it,
man. All right, you take care of yourself, sir.
All right, call me again.
Thank you.
All right. Amazing. I am so out of time, it's not even funny I'm out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. After the Hake Report, Joel Fright, the TV Black. And after Joel, the American Anchor Baby. I'll see you at the Men's Forum tonight at 7 p.m. I'm going to be on InfoWars today at 3. I'm on every first of the month. So I'll be there today at 3 p.m. InfoWars. Make sure you tune in. I am out of time. Get on that straight and narrow. Stay there, stay there, stay there. And thank you for helping us to help others. I appreciate you for go and donate. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND. All right. I do appreciate it. Call us. I just can't get to you. Tomorrow is Open Line Friday. And bye, y'all. It's been amazing. Thank you.
Joel Friday here. Look, stand up, stand up. We got fighting to do. We gotta show them who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
Here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself. So that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying,
yeah.
There is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And yeah. I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. This because a lot of we don't have most guys that can, you know, stand lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.
Thank you, JLP, Jesse Lee Peterson, for an excellent Jesse Lee Peterson show, Bible Thumper Thursday.